At last count, the popular website Craigslist.org had more than 3,000 listings for Katrina victims already, and the number grows by the hour. About 30 Wisconsinites have posted listings on the site so far. Natasha Dahlhoff of Milwaukee says she and her husband wanted to help, but knew they could not afford to donate money. So instead, they decided to offer a spare room in their home.
Putting myself in that situation, what would I want? I'd want just somebody to care and just to offer something. To not be left in a situation where I'm all alone with no resources to, you know, expect tomorrow.
Dahlhoff says she's not afraid to open her home to strangers and hopes that a mother with small children will respond to her listing. Dave Zara of Darien, Wisconsin, has offered 2 bedrooms in his home. However, he is not able to provide transportation for people and says that is the biggest problem he sees with the listings.
I think getting them out of there is going to be the real challenge. There's housing available on Craigslist all over the country. It's just getting the people there.
Neither Zara nor Dahlhoff has had a response from hurricane victims yet. The Houston Astrodome has accepted over 11,000 refugees, but officials there acknowledge the sports arena cannot be used for long-term housing. Julia Manzensky, Wisconsin Public Radio.